In the Footsteps of Jesus, June 28. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. The efficiency of Satan's kingdom is found in the blending together of satanic forces to extend the contagion of evil, but the Lord Jesus has devised a plan whereby he may work counter to the work of Satan. He designs to imbue his human agents, the subjects of his kingdom, with the principles of love and unity. With sanctified heart they are to build one another up and strengthen and extend that which is good. Reciprocating Christ's love, they are to deal in the goods of heaven. His church is to bear his superscription, and thus testify to the world that God has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Love is to be interwoven as threads of gold in all their actions. Every Christian who is happy in the Lord will work zealously to bring the same happiness into the heart and life of one who is in need and affliction. Followers of Christ will produce their own happiness in the hearts of others by performing Christ-like works. They will diffuse an atmosphere which is pure, peaceful, and Christ-like. They will act out heavenly attributes, and will produce fruit after the heavenly kind and quality. That which they sow they shall also reap. It is essential that every soul that names the name of Christ should make straight paths for his feet. Why? Lest the lame be turned out of the way. It is a terrible, terrible thing to give a soul a wrong example, and to lead him in a crooked course by the way in which you may walk. Whatever you may see others doing that your judgment convicts you as being unseemly for a Christian, see to it that you never do the same things yourself. Just as long as you will follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you will walk securely. We must look on the faults of others not to condemn, but to restore and heal. Watch unto prayer, go forward and upward, catching more and more of the Spirit of Jesus, and sowing the same beside all waters.